Continue Shar Zechira of Shmiras Lashon, Perek Beis. The Chofetz Chaim gives another reason why it is the Lashon Hara is so bad. And he says, Mida Keneged Mida. We have a Chazal, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufn Aleph and Beis, Rosh Hashanah Yotam and Aleph. It's even a Zohar in Parshas Emor, towards the end of Perek Zion. And the aside is what you do down here is what's going on upstairs. If you do something of chesed, so that day you're going to be crowned with chesed, and you're going to live a day of chesed from Hashem. If you do rachamim, then it's the same story in every which way. So a person who does not compromise, does not forgive, is not merciful on other people, does not have chesed on them, is going to bring din, great din, on themselves and on the world even. Because that's how it works. Mida keneged mida. Shana maidiba maidin lai. The way you act, what you do, is how it's reciprocated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and how he deals and measures out things with you. And they bring from a Gemara and Baba Mitzia Daf Lamad Amabes that actually says the destruction of Yerushalayim came because of Dini Torah. Now, Dini Torah is a good thing, but it also has a bad connotation, is that people are very, you know, they're tight, they're not flexible, and they want to mete out justice for every single thing. They're not willing to overlook things and forgive their friends. And so a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to overlook them and forgive them, and they will also have to pay the consequences that are just. And so that's why someone who speaks Lashon Hara is going to have a tremendous din and einish, because if they could accuse other yidden, so then they'll be accused. And the focus of negativity will be on them.